Previously on Phil Goes to Space, Phil and the warrior Menelaus finally arrive at the professor's house. They tell our heroes to destroy the magical jewel, they must visit the professor's brother Finn on the other side of the valley. The professor also tells Phil he's not the only person from Earth on the alien world, and tells him where to find them. And Phil discovered that the valley is actually floating in the air. And now, Phil Goes to Space, Part 4. Phil walked with Menelaus, making their way once again through the alien landscape. Phil looked at his phone again. No signal, but he looked at photos of him and Diane. He felt overwhelming sadness wash over him. Would he ever see her again? Then in his jacket pocket, he felt the ring box. He looked out ahead at the horizon and made a promise to himself. If he got home, he would ask her to marry him as soon as he saw her. Menelaus called out to Phil.
That's where Finn lives,
Menelaus pointed out into the distance. Phil squinted and could make it out.
Where is the woman from Earth's house?
That is over there in that direction.
Menelaus pointed east, where Phil could make out a collection of houses.
Is that a town? Asked Phil.
Yes. Right, let's get going.
Do you think we could stop at the Earth woman's house on the way to the professor's brother's?
It'll take us off track a tad.
Menelaus looked at Phil. He thought of what it would feel like being away from his home like Phil was.
We can make it part of the trip, yes.
They walked across the strange alien landscape. Soon they arrived at the town. All kinds of beings walked the streets, but after everything Phil had seen, nothing fazed him anymore. There were various electronic floating signs for things like products such as clothes or the latest new bit of tech, and shows like a big baking competition. But none of that bothered Phil. He was anxiously looking for the woman from Earth's house, following Menelaus.
I think it's down this street, said Menelaus.
Phil walked behind, a bit nervous. Then he arrived at the house. He took a deep breath and knocked. He waited. No answer. Phil turned to walk away.
Menelaus got annoyed seeing this and knocked loudly. Then the door opened. What?
Said a woman who was a little older than Phil. She was dressed in overalls.
Well?
She said again, looking at Menelaus and Phil.
I'm sorry. I'm from Earth, said Phil.
Earth? Earth? No, Earth? You said Earth, right? Yeah?
Yes, yeah, Earth.
Oh my goodness, this is the best day. Come in. Are you from Earth too?
She asked Menelaus.
Oh no, I'm from here. I'm just helping this fellow.
Oh, okay. So welcome,
she said, gesturing to chairs for them to sit on.
My name is Kelly, by the way.
Phil introduced himself and Menelaus.
So, I'm gonna guess you came here the same way as me. Dang all portals, huh? Well, how did you get yours to work, and can you get back?
Said Kelly.
Phil's heart sank. A portal? What?
A portal, you know. A doorway between worlds. Didn't you?
Okay, tell me how you got here.
Phil told her about seeing a flying saucer in the sky, then a bolt of energy, and waking up here.
Kelly sat back in her seat, puzzled. Flying saucer? She whispered.
Phil, feeling defeated, asked,
Do you possibly have a way of getting back?
Oh, yeah, back? Yes, almost.
Phil was confused.
Okay, come here.
They got up and walked with her. They all walked down to her basement, and there was a metal frame with a control box at the side.
So, back on Earth, I was working on something like this. I had a bit more resources then, and I was trying to work out a new zippy transportation. I made this. Well, not this, but one like it. Kinda, anyway. I walked through, and I've been here ever since. I've been here the last 6 months working on this.
Does it work?
Asked Menelaus.
Yes. No. Okay, so it works in theory, but I need a power source. I've been doing research, and I think I know something, but...
Kelly looked away defeated.
Oh, forget it. No, what?
Cried Phil.
It's in a dangerous location.
Ha ha ha, madam, you are talking to two adventurers. Nothing scares us, said Menelaus.
Phil, with a whimper, added,
Yeah, of course.
Well, okay, said Kelly. It's in a cave. I'll get a map and I'll show you. There are crystals that can power this dang thing. If you can get those, I can bring you home.
Phil looked at Menelaus, and Menelaus nodded his head.
Let's do it.
Phil said with a huge smile on his face.
Well, now here's the thing. So like I said, it's dangerous. It's not dangerous getting there, but it's what's in there. A horrible creature is inside. I've heard anyone who goes in runs out screaming and won't tell anyone what they've seen. Phil gulped.
Melilot laughed and said, "We'll take on whatever's in there. I have seen too much to be shocked now." He pulled Phil up and said, "Now, dear Kelly, show us the way and we'll be off."
Kelly made a mark on their map, and Melilot said it'd be no trouble getting there and was eager to set off.
"Please be careful, you two."
"Ha, madam, I barely know the meaning," said Melilot as he dashed out the door.
Phil turned around and thanked her for everything and followed Melilot.
Once again, Melilot and Phil set off across the alien land, only as they were leaving the town, they were spotted by a huge bird-headed guard.
"Ka-ka!"
Wun said and got the attention of someone with him. Turning around, it was Vetch himself.
"My jewel!"
he screamed and told his bird-headed guards to chase after him. What will happen next? Will Melilot and Phil evade Vetch? Will they get the crystals? Will they get to the professor's brother Finn and destroy this apparently magical jewel before Vetch gets it? Will we find out what the jewel does? Find out next time.